Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Ed Show, not the Ted Show. It's the sit back, relax in your bed show. It's the Ed Show. Come on to the Ed Show. You can talk to Ed on the Ed Show.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, it's your friend Ed. I'm on location tonight. I'm at the South Point Hotel and Casino watching the Bengals, not the Bengals, but the Browns and the Steelers. It's halftime. Dennisburger's hurt. And I also got my computer in front of me because I'm doing my fantasy basketball draft because I'm in this fantasy basketball league with these kids. And they set up the draft the same time that I do my goddamn show. So, I don't know. We're going to see how this works. I got 7th pick in my draft. They on pick number 4 right now. Some kid named Portsmo picking right now. Jesus Christ. I don't know. And number 19, he called in sick. I think he called in gay. He fag. He can't make the show tonight. So we got Larry. He's here. Larry, you there?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, man. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on the show.
About a couple of months.
Yeah,
you know how things go, man, in show business. Show business ain't no business like show business, is what I'm saying.
So now you're at the South Point Casino watching football and drafting fantasy basketball.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for this dummy to pick his pick. He ain't picked it yet.
So who goes first in fantasy basketball? Is that LeBron? Is he, like, the number one guy?
Dwight Howard went first. Kevin Durant went second. And LeBum James is probably going to go third. Yeah. Looks like LeBum went third. Yep.
So who's next? Kobe?
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
He might be. I don't know. I don't know who these guys are going to pick, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So what are you doing today? Why are you on the show?
Because 19 says he's got company coming into town. I mean, that's what he tells me. I think he's just lazy.
I think he's trying to get back together with his woman.
That could be, too. I think I saw something about that on the internet the other day.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Jesus goddamn Christ, man. I've been at South Point Hotel since 9 o'clock this morning, and it's 7 o'clock at night right now. I have not left this place.
What?
I'm up next on my pick. Huh?
All right. I said, why you been there all day? Why'd you get there at 9 in the morning?
Horse racing contest today, man, but I didn't win.
Oh, no.
Didn't have a good day today, so I don't know.
All right, so you're picking a basketball kid?
Hey, it's my pick. Hold on.
All right. Who are you going to pick, Ed? Tell us. Tell us who's left and who you're thinking about.
I'm picking the Cody Ryan. I just drafted
him. Oh, the Cody Ryan. Yeah.
With the 7th pick, Ed select the Cody Ryan. Yeah. So
now,
that's
Ed,
that's
I
pick from Huh.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't watch a whole lot of basketball, but I know Cody Ryan there. He's been playing for like 20 years. Is he still good?
Yeah, he's still super deluxe good, I guess.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what happens though. Who cares? We ain't playing for no money.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, don't matter.
No,
it's just basketball.
Here's another question I have: if you were at the casino all day, why weren't you at Santa work all day? Were you off today?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Were you off maybe yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not working there is what you're getting at.
Where? Santa Claus?
Yeah, what happened?
I ain't on there no more.
Now, what happened? Because I heard you on the Craig Dodd show the other day say that you woke up late. You were supposed to start at 10 o'clock, and you didn't wake up till like 7 o'clock in the morning.
I was supposed to start at noon, man, and usually I wake up at 5:30 every morning, but I didn't wake up till like 7:30, 8 o'clock, man.
Yeah.
So then I ended up being late for work. So I decided that I would I don't got those yet.
Huh?
Yeah, they
call.
Nah, this fella been coming around me, man, asking me questions and shit lately, man. I don't know what the fuck he want.
Maybe he's a fan.
He asked me, do I got the overnight lines in basketball? I'm like, no, man. Then he looks on my computer and says, oh, you're doing fantasy basketball. I'm like, yeah, man. I'll be worried about it. So I don't know.
So,
I mean,
so listen, you were supposed to start at noon. You got up at like 7 o'clock in the morning instead of 5:30.
Yeah, so it threw my whole day off, man. I couldn't make it to work on time. So I went in at 5 o'clock after I talked to the Craig Dodd show. And I got there, and I was going to work from 5 to 9, you know, help them out a little bit, and they told me my services was no longer needed.
Oh, that's not good.
So I told them, fuck off.
Oh.
Yeah,
right.
And I said that in my Santa suit.
Now, do you got to give that back, or are you keeping that as part of your severance package?
Until they came in my check and give me all my commissions, I'm not giving them nothing.
Now, what about that Mrs. Santa?
Well, she never came over, man.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, nothing worked out for you on that job.
Huh?
Nothing worked out for you on that job.
I mean, I got a little bit of money, but not a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, but you didn't get any, you know, strange on the side, if you know what I'm saying. We call it strange back here in Pittsburgh.
No, I don't got that. I ain't strange. I'm all right with me. I'm a good fella.
True. So, anyways. All right, did you bet the Steeler game today?
Yeah, I took the Browns plus 14.5.
Oof. Yikes. See, now, I just turned the game on around the two-minute warning, and I see Ben Roethlisberger's hopping around or something in the back. What's wrong with him?
He tore his ankle up, man. They got him. They hit him real good, man. They beat him up.
Was it a dirty hit or?
No, clean.
That's good.
They just got him around a leg, man. They just got him around a leg. I'm sure Steeler fans will go, oh, it's a dirty hit. It's a dirty hit. But you know what? For me, it ain't no dirty hit. Ooh, it's almost my pick. I'm three away.
All right.
Three away. Who am I going to pick?
Can you pick Cody Ryan again?
No, I can't pick him again. Carmelo Anthony's available.
Carmelo Anthony? I've heard of that guy.
He'll probably be gone, though, in a minute. I probably won't get Carmelo.
No.
I probably won't get him.
I hope you do, though, Diaz. We're all pulling for you.
Well, I wish I would.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Now, I think the South Point, doesn't Irv hang out there?
I don't know. He ain't here tonight.
Yeah, I think he hangs out there sometimes, though. You sure he's not there?
I don't see him. But
okay.
There's an awful lot of people here. I don't see an ugly little black fella here.
That's not nice, Ed.
Oh, my pick.
Nice.
I'm picking Carmelo Anthony. I got him.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
I got Carmelo Anthony. I got Carmelo Anthony.
And the Cody Ryan.
Yeah, and the Cody Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah. What's
two guys that I really don't. Two guys that I really don't like, but I picked them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, in fantasy, you sometimes got to take people you don't like on your team. It's about winning. It's not about like you know what the heart wants.
I know it.
Well, what's your team name?
The Ed's Skid Marks.
The Ed's Skid Marks.
Yeah, sometimes I make skid marks in my unders. But
yeah. You know,
hey, listen, I got these, but I bought these new underwears that I wear at nighttime when I go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And in case I use the bathroom on myself while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
These will soak it up.
Yeah. Well, how about that? I think those are called diapers. Yeah. Yeah, they're called diapers.
No, they're called overnights.
Oh, they call, they're called overnights. I see. So they're not diapers.
No, they're overnights.
Mm-hmm. Now, do they have like a sticky tab that you pull off and you attach it so you can wear it that way?
No, uh-uh. No, you just put your feet in them.
you just put your feet
in the holes, man, like underwears.
Are they made out of cloth or are they made out of like plastic?
Kind of plastic cloth a little bit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like a diaper.
Now the doctor gave it to me. They call it overnights, he said.
Now, have you soiled yourself yet, like in your diapers there while you're sleeping?
Oh, yeah, because it's good, because I don't have to wake up in the middle of the night no more.
Now, when you do your business in your diapers there, like, doesn't that, like, affect your sleeping? Doesn't that, like, hey, I'm laying in my own poop right now?
No, I don't ever feel it. These overnights,
well,
get up, man. Overnights are good, man. You should get to some.
No, what do you, like, do you wear them during the day, too, and just call them, like, you know, during the days or anything like that?
No, I haven't done that yet. They call it overnights, man. You can't do nothing but wear them at nighttime, I guess.
Oh, I see. All right. Huh. Well, that's good. You know, at least that's something you got, you know, no matter what happens tonight, Ed, you got that to look forward to.
You never heard of overnight?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I see Big Ben's back. What do you think of that?
He's a big bum.
Yeah, I hate him so much, Dad. I hate him. He's such a piece of shit. I hate him.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what's going on with your woman, Ed? You still getting married?
Who?
You!
I didn't get married. What are you talking about?
Last week on the show, you told the whole world how you met a girl. Her name was Lynn. You met her at the Home Depot. You'd been together 9 weeks. You were talking about getting married. This is just 1 week ago, Ed. 1 week.
Nah, I ain't married that girl, man. That girl broke my heart, man.
How'd she break your heart?
Caught her stealing.
Stealing or cheating?
No, stealing. I got a painting in my house that's worth $410,000, okay?
Mm.
Now, she took it.
Okay. You saw her take it?
Yeah, and she pawned it.
Uh-huh. At the Pawn Star shop?
She didn't take it to those guys, but she took it to a pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people know I got a lot of fancy art. And when she did, the people knew it was mine. They called me, and they arrested her.
It sounds a little weird to me.
Oh, it's my hold on.
All right.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to.
You would cry too if it happened to you.
Yep.
Bum, 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 bum. Who'd you pick, Ed?
I took Brooke Lopez from the New Jersey Nets.
Never heard of Brooke Lopez. Is he any good?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, how many teams are in this league?
12 teams.
12 teams. And are these people like I would know, or are these people you know?
I don't know if I know any of them.
Oh, look at you.
John Short, he's played in some of our other fantasy leagues. I think, isn't John Short Rick Sweet's stash rides?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
He's the commissioner of the league, man. Let me tell you what this motherfucker named Amass did to our football league, man.
Oh, yeah, let me hear this.
Oh, man, I'm over here dominating this goddamn football league, you know. And last Sunday, I check my team at 9:50 in the morning, okay? And so I have waiver claims, and hey, I just figured I didn't get the players, right? It's 9:50, 10 minutes before the game starts. I don't got no players on my roster, okay? So my roster's legal and everything. At 10:25 a.m., 25 minutes after kickoff for the first game, I get a message alert on my phone saying, your roster is illegal. I go, what the hell? So I go to my computer. I look. Waivers cleared. And I put, and they put extra people on my team.
What?
This fool. Yeah, and then I try to tell him about it. And he's like, oh, man, I can't do nothing about it. Sorry about that. Somebody wanted waivers, and I forgot to do them. I did them late. So my team did not get no points for the week. And now,
you can't do that.
Well, I know. And AMAS now puts himself as the number one seed in the AFC, and I'm number two now. I should have been number one seed.
Wow, that sounds old. That sounds real shady to you.
Oh, I know.
Real shady.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm pretty much done with the league, man. I don't care if I win it or lose it. It don't matter because that guy has no credibility with me no more, ever again.
Now, is that one of those kind of leagues that where,
you know,
once... It
was a fan-track league where we did the offense and defense like last year. 24 teams we had, though. It was a good league, man, but he screwed it all up, man.
No, what I was going to ask you is that one of those leagues where once the game starts, you can't pick up players anymore?
Yes.
Okay,
and you can't drop
that...
them either. Yeah, so it was locked up, man.
Yeah, that's weak.
Yeah, that was real weak, man. And then listen to this. He made the schedule, and in the schedule, you don't play every team in your division.
What?
He's fucking retarded, man. His AMAS is just a goddamn bald fuck, man. I'm telling you. And I'm
sorry,
pissed. I'm still pissed off.
I can tell you're upset.
But he doesn't even care, man.
Yeah.
He told me don't cry about it. Ain't got a bitch.
Yeah, that's kind of weak. I mean, you know, you can't do that. Like, oh, I forgot, so I did them late, and then that fucks up your roster. That's just wrong. That's wrong.
And so, and he was the Ed World Gambling Champion of the world, you know, last time. But I've decided that I'm taking back his title, and he doesn't have it. So whoever was in second place will be recognized as the new champion.
Ooh, stripped of the title.
Yeah, he's stripped of the belt.
Wow, this is like WWE kind of stuff.
I'm going to look at it right now and tell you who the new champion is.
Oh, this should be exciting.
I'm going to announce it right now. Card Wiz is the new gambling champion of the world.
Boom, congratulations to Card Wiz.
Yeah.
Does he get the belt? Who gets the belt? Where's the belt?
Card Wiz, there ain't no belt because Fat Boy kept it. But I got a new belt, this one, for EWGC number 14, and there'll be a belt that when it is sent to the champion, they get to keep it, okay? You ain't got to send it around because people are fags and don't want to send a belt around.
Yeah, I don't get that. That's part of the agreement.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Fat Boy must have needed a belt.
Now, what? Now you're talking about you got a new game on the damashek.com message boards where people can sign up and challenge you to handicapping football and college basketball and whatnot.
Yeah, the Ed versus the World and the Gambling Championships. What happens is each week you can pick 15 games against the spread. It don't matter what day you pick them. You know, I put lines out every day for all the different games, and you pick your games. And, you know, it's all what everybody does, man. If you've played it before, you know how to play it. If you haven't played it before, just look and see what everybody else is doing. It's an easy ball game. It's easy to win. You can win a lot of stuff. And I got a lot of prizes that I got. I'm sending them out because I owe a lot of – I owe like 9 prizes. I got my list together. I checked it twice. I had to find out who owed prizes and was nice. So now I'm sending them out, and then prizes be going out.
Yeah, so you pay up on your contest, and they're free. You don't have to pay anything to play.
They're free. I bet you I've spent $2,000 on prizes in my lifetime, and ain't nobody never give me shit.
That's true. Nobody ever does give you shit.
But I mean,
now,
you said one time you gave me some Texas Tech slippers.
Yeah, I sent you a Peyton Manning figure.
Yeah, Peyton Manning jersey with a hole in it. That was real nice.
But,
it was game used. That was a game used jersey you sent me. I didn't even know that.
No, no, not the jersey. I sent you a Peyton Manning figure like a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, I did get that too. See, you're the only guy that thinks about me, man. No one
yeah.
wants to send me no Christmas presents, no nothing.
Yeah, what's up? Let's get the Ed some Christmas presents, like Toys for Tots.
Because I got anybody's address that I got, you know,
uh-huh.
I was going to send them Christmas cards.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Christmas cards would be going out. I don't know if I got everybody's address, but whoever's address I got still, because I found them, but I don't know if I got it. I still need yours, though. I don't got your address or number 19 address either.
Uh-huh. I don't have 19's address either.
You live in a box.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a lot of cats in that box, too.
Man, cats are the dirtiest dogs I ever seen in my life, man.
I hate them.
I don't like them either.
I hate them. Now, Ed, what do you think of the big Albert Pujols signing? I mean, you're always on the cusp of sports news. Is this big news to you?
What was it?
Albert Pujols going to the Anaheim Angels.
Oh, California. Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. Who was the first pick in the NBA draft last year?
I have no idea. Can I? Is this a trivia question? Is it Rajon Rondo?
No. I'm trying. No. I'm trying to see who I'm gonna pick next in my draft, man.
Well, let me see if I can look it up real quick. NBA draft.
2010.
Let's see if this comes up or not in time.
Oh, Kyrie Irving was.
Oh. See, it says John Wall here where I'm looking.
No, 2011, man.
Oh,
2011
wow.
NBA draft.
I'm looking at 2010, that's why.
Give me the draft order, man. Kyrie Irving was one, who was two, and who was three.
I got to find it. Yeah, I'm still on 2010.
Oh,
hold on a second. You know I'm slow.
Oh man, I think the internet just kicked me off, man.
Oh, that's bad news.
I'm not connected.
Derek Williams was next on your NBA drafter.
Who?
Derek Williams.
Oh, okay.
With the Minnesota.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this ain't letting me do nothing, man.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
What's going
on
there?
I'm out of the draft. ESPN done kick me off, man.
What about that South Point? They don't have free Wi-Fi there? They can't hook you up with good Wi-Fi?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it kicked me off somehow.
Oh. Oh, I see. You're probably scared of your team already.
Man. God damn it. I'm going to miss this pick, man. I'm going to miss this goddamn pick.
You
only get 90 seconds to make a pick. Taking longer than 90 seconds, I tell you that right goddamn now, man.
That's bullshit.
These guys are gonna, yeah, I know, man. I knew I should have done this on location. Yeah. Well, guess I'll just see who I get. I'm off the internet now.
That's no fun.
I'm shutting it down. Well, who cares? I got three good players. So.
Yeah, but you didn't get Enos Kanter, though. He's very good.
Kanter?
Yeah, you ever hear of him?
I don't got no cancer. Oh, let me tell you something, man. I went and got a physical the other day.
Uh-huh.
I don't got no prostate cancer.
Well, that's good.
My dick
that means
is
you
all
had
right.
a finger in your bum.
Huh?
That means you had a finger in your butt.
No, they don't do it like that at my doctor's office.
What do they do?
They draw blood, man. They can tell by the blood test now.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so I don't got that. And I'm doing good. I got to pee real bad. I'm getting up out of this chair. I got to go.
Yeah. How's that hernia?
I got to go. That ain't hurting me too bad.
Uh-huh.
I got to go to public bathroom right now.
We're going into the sports book right here, the bathroom with you. We're going to hear
you
pee.
Yeah, I got to pee. I'm going to go in the stall, though, so I can sit down.
Oh, you're going to sit down on a public toilet.
Oh, these are pretty good ones, man.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good ones. Pretty good, pretty good.
Because people that listen to the show before, they know that you're the connoisseur of public restrooms.
Yeah.
Sometimes you rate them with rolls. You give them, like, up to 4 rolls or 5 rolls.
I'm going to stand and do it. Ain't nobody in here.
Huh. He's going to stand up. Mm-hmm.
Hold on a minute.
All right. Well, hold on. We'll listen to your piece. He's taking a pee. He's checking it twice. Ed is taking a pee. He's got a big old hernia. Wow.
Hello.
That's quite the flush there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's manly.
I ain't washing my hands. I don't want to get them wet.
What? You got to wash.
Why? My dick ain't dirty.
I know, but maybe you peed on your fingers a little bit.
No. Didn't do that. I'm in the race part now, the racing sports book. Now, I was in the sports book. Now I'm in the horse racing part.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing over there.
Now, when you go to the... Do they got the football game on over there?
No, they got horse racing in that part.
Yeah.
Why, what happened? I missed something?
No, I just didn't know. Like, if you go into the horse book, is it all horses? Like, they, you know, I didn't
know. Yeah, the horse book has got horse racing on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll gamble while I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah, there you go.
Play some video poker.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Let me see what I got. See what I got in my pocket. Let's see what I got in my pocket. I don't got a rocket. I don't got a socket.
That's
and
good.
I don't care what you say. I didn't want to walk over to the bowling alley. Hold on. I'm
at a bowling alley?
Yeah, a bowling alley here in the kitchen. I'm going to go up the escalator. I'm getting on the escalator right now. Look at this. I'm the first person ever to do a radio show on an escalator.
Yeah, you're probably right, Ed.
No one has ever talked on a show riding up an escalator.
you're an innovator.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Innovator on an escalator. They got a movie theater and a bowling alley up here.
Wow, that's nice.
It only costs $4. $4 to see a movie if you're a senior citizen.
Oh, yeah. What are they showing? What can you go see? Because you're a senior.
Let's see what they got here. Jack and Jill.
Oof.
Muppets.
Oh, I'd go see the Muppets.
New Year's Eve.
That looks terrible.
Pussy in Boots.
Puss in Boots. Fuck that.
Happy Feet in 3D.
Arthur
Christmas in 3D.
Arthur?
Sitter.
Oh, the Sitter. Oh, that's out.
Twilight Saga.
I saw that.
Oh, what's XD mean? They got something in XD. Hey, what is XD? Is what now? IMAX. What's IMAX?
It's just like a giant.
Oh, yeah, the big. You ain't got to wear no glasses for that one, do you? 3D, you got to wear glasses? Huh. His eye doctor told me one time he could get me 3D vision. Is that true?
Probably not, no.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie theater guy, he didn't think they'd give me 3D vision.
No. XD, he's saying, is IMAX?
The fat kid from Superbad got a movie called Sitter.
Yeah, he's like a babysitter or something.
I wouldn't let that fat kid watch my kid.
No.
The baby would whoop that kid's ass. Did you hear the movie theater guy talking?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the bowling alley now. There's a snack bar. I wonder what they got for the snack bar.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of bowling is the goddamn snack bar.
Yeah, I like the nachos, soft pretzels.
Yeah. I should bowl a game on the air.
Yeah, nobody's ever done that.
Let me see how much it costs to bowl. Yeah, it looks like it's packed, though. I ain't no bowling lanes available.
Holy hell.
$3. Now, listen to this. It says adults, $3. Special.
Uh-huh.
Senior citizens, 55 and older, which is me, $3.
Hey. Why is that a special?
I don't know. You look over here. They got... Listen to this. They got a bowl of chili. It's $2.75.
Uh-huh.
BLT is $4.50. A side of cheese sauce is 75 cents. A side of ranch is 40 cents. Fingers and fries is $6.50. Chicken wings. You can get 18 chicken wings for $14.95.
That's not bad. If they're like the big chicken wings, not them wing dings, but I'm talking like the full-size wing, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You going to eat?
No, I just left the bowl now. I'm looking at the bingo hall now. You go in and see what they're doing in bingo.
You're like giving us an audio tour of this hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look in there and see them old people. I'm going to yell in there, bingo.
Oh, yeah. They'll fuck you up, Diaz. They'll come running at you with their scooters and their canes and stuff.
They be on them goddamn rascals that Cousin Brandon was talking about last night.
Yeah. Hover rounds.
Yeah, that's what Franklin needs. They just called B-20. No, I-20.
Yeah, I-20, yeah.
Let's see what the next number is. They're getting ready to start a new game. Somebody hit bingo on I-20.
Oh, bingo.
There ain't even hardly nobody in this bingo hall. This bingo hall fits about 1,000 people, and I bet you there's probably only 200 in there.
Have you ever played bingo, the Ed? Because bingo's fun. I know when I went to Vegas, we played that like 1 or 2 days.
I should have signed up for it. They play every hour. Every hour on the hour, bingo starts.
You should definitely, like next week or 1 week, just come up and play bingo on the show.
Yeah, 063. You know what?
Cool.
Maybe I'll do that. Listen,
yeah.
How about this? I play bingo. I be a bingo caller. And I make cards. And I email them to people so they got a bingo card. Everybody's bingo card will be different. And I'll call out the numbers. And then whoever has bingo, they got to call in and yell bingo.
And then what do they win?
Try.
Oh. I like it. I think it's a good idea.
But we don't ever get no callers no more, so.
I know. This is something you should do, like, plan it for, like, 3 weeks or something. You know, keep reminding people you got to sign up and get your card, and then, like, you know, give them time to, like, you know, anticipate it and everything, and then, you know, like a month from now, do the bingo show, and then maybe we'll have all kinds of callers. All
right. Well, that'll work. Hey, listen, also, I got to tell everybody, remind everybody, get their codes for the Ed's Big Money Giveaway.
Yeah, you're giving money away.
You get the
just
code.
Free money.
You know, I've got 102 people have asked for their code already. Can
wow, that's a
that?
Lot.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people. Now, how do people do that, Ed? How do people, because this is just, once again, free. You just, all you got to do is get a hold of the Ed at what, the Twitters or the Facebook
Twitter
and send a private message?
Yeah, Twitter and Facebook. Send me a message saying, Ed, I need my code. I need my code. And then I'll give you your code, and then the show I do right before Christmas, I will tell who the winner is with $50.
Nice, $50 for no reason other than you just want to give away some money.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Now, people can find you on the Twitters at the Ed from Vegas or on Facebook, Ed Miller. You're Ed Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to find that.
So now, hit the Ed up and get you all free monies.
Here's something that you guys probably don't know about what's going on at the South Point right now. I am in the middle of a bunch of cowboys. The rodeo is in town, and this is the place that all the rodeo people stand.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to go see if I see Franklin's daddy up here. Franklin's daddy sits at his bar up here all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I seen him the other day when I was in here. Franklin's daddy and stepmama.
You call him Mr. Onassis?
No. He okay. Mr. Kilgore. He's 83. He got
Yikes.
A hernia, too. He told me the other day when he sent me, he said, Ed, man, I heard you had a hernia. I said, yeah. He said, I've had one for 10 years. I said, Jesus. Yeah.
10 years.
I'm walking. No, I'm not.
Okay. Go ahead. I didn't know what you were going to say.
I said I was walking right by a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh. That's
this
it?
Is the national finals rodeo is here in town. And I'm in
wow.
the midst of all these cowboys. Ain't no Indians in sight. They ran off.
Yeah, they're all gone.
They ran right off.
Now, Ed, getting back to your hernia real quick, did you ever talk to the nurse or whatever? Didn't you have to make an appointment and they wouldn't answer your calls or something?
Yes, she never called me back. I don't know when I'm getting surgery yet.
Huh. Well, that's not
I don't see Franklin's daddy at this bar. That's the one he usually sits at all day long. Cowboys done ran. Maybe he's an Indian. Cowboys done ran him off.
As it could be.
Yeah. If he's part Indian, they will. He's like Tonto's son-in-law. He'll have to go. Yeah.
I heard some slot machines going on in the background there.
Yep. I just almost ran into somebody on a hover round. Jesus Christ.
Go in a hover round. Now, what about Franklin, Ed? Is he come back around, like, on the holidays? Is he going to come back to Vegas?
No, he's not coming back this Christmas.
That's bogus.
Yeah, he got money problems, I think. I'm going to look at Don. There's a restaurant called Don Vito's Cowboy Special. 16-ounce ribeye steak cooked to perfection, served with a mushroom demi glaze and a 4-ounce Australian lobster tail served with a lemon butter sauce, only $38.95.
That's not bad.
Lines out the door, though.
Yeah, that's bad. That's the problem.
Yeah.
16-ounce steak, a pound steak, and a lobster tail. That's a good deal.
Yeah, I gotta eat something.
Yeah.
They got chicken shake up in here.
Uh-huh.
There has chicken shake.
A milkshake?
Steak and shake.
Oh, steak and shake? No, I've never been to Steak and Shake.
Oh. They got a place called Baja Miguel. It's a Mexico place. Enchilada, chicken enchiladas, $10.95, served with refried beans or charro beans and Mexico rice.
Oh,
I like that.
Go.
Then they got primarily prime rib, broiled New York steak, a 12-ounce center cut, served with sauteed mushroom caps, $21.95.
That's right, B, right there.
They got medallions of beef forestier, $18.95.
Yeah, medallions of beef, you're saying?
Yeah. Then they got English cut prime rib, $15.95.
Prime rib's the best, Ed.
Prime rib is?
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know.
kind of fatty, but I enjoy it. I like the fat.
I don't know what you come to do, but I came to party.
I don't know that song. I just added that on my own.
Yeah, and then they got a cafe here. A World Series of Team Roping. Me
World
and
Series
Franklin,
of what?
We are of Team Roping. R-O-P-I-N-G.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Me and Franklin, we team roped a girl one time.
I don't think it's probably the same thing. I bet it's different.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's a World Series of it, I should be in it.
That's true. You are a world champion.
Yeah.
Now, any good-looking hookers at the hotel yet?
No, a bunch of cowgirls, man.
Yeesh. Nothing worse than a cowgirl, like a girl with a cowboy boots on. That's like the worst look ever.
Oh, man, nah. Man, some of these look pretty good. Now, not this one walking by me don't, but this one right here does.
Why don't you work some game on her?
I don't know. Yeah, I see some cowboys and some black hats. They must be bad guys.
Yeah, they're the bad guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm walking by the buffet. The buffet. Let's see how much that costs tonight. $16.95.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It depends on what
kind of money.
Is it good?
Huh?
Does it look good? Is it quality food, or does it just look like, you know, frozen mac and cheese and french fries?
No, they got quality food in there, but if you got that kind of money to spend on dinner, then yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. How about this, Ed? Before the show here, I talked to 1-9, you know, like I said, his uncle's in town or something, and they went out to eat. He went to a buffet. 1-9 went to a buffet tonight, and, you know, I was like, well, what the hell do you eat at the buffet? He said he had some french fries and some lettuce. That was his meal.
And he paid $16.95 for it. Jeez, Chris.
Yeah. That's your friend.
Man, I just seen a sexy-ass cowgirl, and she was crying.
Oh, see, that's where you swoop in. You make her all happy and...
Nah.
Get some.
These white cowgirls don't want no black cowboy-like.
Oh, really? It's a racial thing?
I didn't tell you I had my cowboy hat on, did I?
No, you didn't. You didn't mention it at all.
I got on cowboy hat and boots and a big belt buckle.
Were you just all of a sudden just morphed into that, into a cowboy?
No, I had it on all day.
Any reason?
I'm like Merle Haggard.
Oh, you're like Merle Haggard. I see.
I'm like Conway Twitty's little cousin.
Ed Twitty?
Con Ed Twitty.
Oh, Con Ed Twitty.
Yeah,
there you go. I think he's dead.
He ain't here tonight, no.
He's never going to be there.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Hope those fellas ain't too mad about me missing the draft.
Well, what are you going to do? You lost your connection.
They said they were going to call into the show. I guess they lied, didn't they? They said, what's the number to the show, Ed?
Yeah, what's the number to the show, Ed?
Nope, they didn't call.
Nope. There's somebody on the line, but they don't have their hand up. I think it's Face Ventura just listening. Is he in that basketball draft?
Yeah, put him on.
I don't know if it's him.
Yeah, put him on.
All right. 505 area code. Is this Face Ventura?
Yeah, it's Face.
What's
and
up?
I'm not in the draft, Ed. That's not. I don't like the NBA.
I knew you wasn't in it. I wanted to trick Larry.
Okay.
Mission accomplished, Ed.
So what do you think about this hotel I've been walking around telling you kids about?
I've been going off and on the line, Ed. I haven't heard much about it except for the I heard some of the buffet and then you were at the horse bookie or whatever, but I haven't heard much of it.
Oh, so you missed when I was riding on the escalator and went to the movie theater and the bowling alley?
I caught the end of the escalator. You were the innovator of the escalator or something. I heard some stuff like that. I don't remember, but yeah.
Why the hell do you listen to my show if you don't listen to myself?
Because I kind of have crappy reception on my phone, so I've been going in. I've been losing, going in and out of calls, and I've lost connection to your show like 3 times already.
Jesus Christ, tell your mom to get you a better phone, man.
It's not the phone's fault. It's the whoever it is, the provider. Which Verizon, by the way, hasn't really been all that great. Despite their whole pitch that they're the best network, it's actually been pretty crappy.
Raise your left hand up and plug your nose with your right hand.
Yeah, I'm actually driving yet. I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. Yeah.
Well, I'm out with you driving. Where
were you driving?
Amazing at?
All that?
Where's Amazing at? He with you?
Nah, he's in Ohio, Ed. He's in Cleveland. I'm in New Mexico.
You know Amazing walked in on 18 to Lax Mama today when she was taking a bath?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he told me. He said he's dang near blind now.
Did he take pictures?
I hope not.
I hope so.
Now, Lax Mom is hairy as hell.
That doesn't matter. There's not a problem.
Man, she got pubic hair growing out her ears.
Your standards are too high.
Maybe so. But I'm a man of equality.
Well, there you go.
So when something like that happens, if you can't be equal, then you got to be divided.
That's words to live by there, the Ed.
All right, I'm walking back towards the sports book now.
Ace Ventura, did you get your code from the Ed to win free monies?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember it though. I actually kind of forgot that I got it. I've been real busy lately, Ed. I haven't had a whole lot of time to.
What are you doing?
I'm still schooling it up, man.
But I mean, like, well, what are you busy with? Just school, or you got a woman now?
Oh, are you kidding? I wish. So I could dump her in like 2 weeks. That'd be nice. Or so I could do a fake radio show and then try and get her on the show and then have her leave because I talked about fake radio to her. That'd be nice.
Oh, there you go. That'd be good. Yeah.
That was great.
What? How come people always say it is a fake radio show when we're worldwide and we're in the future when BJ from Australia can hear us and he already knows what the show happened because he's in the future.
I don't know. All I know is that it's not exactly the most. It's not exactly appealing to the ladies, as I found out pretty quick.
Oh, they don't like the things. Then how come I get so much women?
Well, you're a playboy, the Ed.
Well, hey, I mean, I can do what I do.
The Browns just stopped the Steelers on 4th and goal at the 1.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, still 7.
Jesus Christ, fucking traffic.
I gotta change up this money. I got $100 bill. I gotta put it in the machine to change it up. Gives me all 20s. So I got 20, 40, 50, and $100 in change now.
All right, and now what? What are you buying?
Nothing, I just wanted to change it up.
All right. Now, can you put 520s back in there and get a $100 bill out?
No, if you put a 20 in, it gives you all 5s. Then if you put a 5 in, it gives you all 1s.
Oh,
I just had so many hundreds in my pocket, I had to change one up.
20 $100 bills?
No, I had so many $100 bills, I had to change it up, change one up.
Oh, I see. I got you. I'm with you.
I had 23 of them in my pocket.
Well, Face Ventura, you want me to put you back on hold there? while you drive?
Yeah, go ahead. I never had anything interesting to say anyway. I don't even know why you guys put me on.
Yeah,
freaking
you're
head.
Entertaining. You're entertaining is what you call it.
Yeah, I'm not really entertaining, though, and I was actually on my way. I'm actually coming back from the grocery store. I had to make a beer run and basically getting my dinner together, which is tortillas and beer.
Oh, nice.
Way
the
I live.
Usual.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man, you really are Mexico, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's not much of a difference from this Mexico and the old Mexico, except it's cleaner. Not by much,
wow.
But...
You got a new football coach, man.
Yeah, the guy from Notre Dame.
Bob Davey. What do you think about that?
To be honest, I haven't looked too much into that. But, I mean, as far as the step up from what we had in the Mike Locksley, I mean, at this point, the way people feel over here, people will take anyone at this point. People were excited for Mike Leach, but when they found out that this guy was from Notre Dame, they were just like, oh, I don't care. Because he's just such a huge step up from what we had before, so I think people are just excited about that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
The standards here are so low, and the expectations are so low. If this guy wins like 4 games next season, we'll be happy over here. That's how bad it's gotten.
Has New Mexico ever won more than 4 games in 1 year?
Oh yeah, I mean. They've made, back when Rocky Long was coaching, they were, I think, their best season, they won, I think, 8 games. They were like 8-3 in 1 year, from what I remember. That was a long time ago, though. That was like, I don't know, maybe in like 04, 05 maybe. Back when, was playing?
04.
It was when, who was it, the Dontrell Moore? Do you remember that guy, Dontrell Moore?
No.
Yeah, they had won a few games back then. Come on. Well, you don't know your college football
best.
Then.
1904 was the last time New Mexico had a winning record.
I don't know about that, but, I mean, we made bowl
Luke
games
Longley
before.
Was
I mean,
before. When Luke Longley was there.
No, that's basketball, though. I thought we were talking football.
No, he played football, too.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, he was a center on the football team and the basketball team.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I am.
Are you making that up?
Have I ever been wrong in my life? You tell me right now.
Yeah, you've been wrong plenty.
No.
Yeah.
No. You can't name one time I ever been wrong.
Every single Manny Pacquiao fight, you've claimed that he was going to lose, and he's won every single time. That you've claimed he's going
to
lose.
I just said I wanted him to lose. I didn't say
who was it? You said Margarito was going to knock him out. That didn't happen.
You said
Miguel Cotto was
going to
knock. You said Miguel. No. You said him. You said him and Miguel Cotto were knocking him out, and that didn't happen.
No, you were dead wrong
on all of that.
You even told
the Dave. You were talking to the Dave about the. You had said something about the Miguel Cotto knocking out the Manny Pacquiao. I'm sure you did.
No, you're wrong. You're mistaken. Your Mexico ears are deceiving you.
I'm pretty sure I heard right.
No,
because I thought it was bullshit when I heard it.
I said I want them to win. The only person
you straight up told the Dave that Pacquiao was going to lose to Miguel Cotto.
No, you did. That's not true.
No, it's true because I thought it was bullshit at the time when I heard it.
Come up with some real stuff instead of jokes.
It's real stuff. It's on record. It's not even radio show. It was on a real radio show.
Well, you know what? Get it and play it back, because I didn't say it.
I'm sure I can find it.
I think you're lying.
We'll find it.
You know what? Find it and see what you can do with it.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll see what happens. We'll finish up this song.
You have 7 days to come up with proof of that. If you don't, just like Bernie Fine, the statute of limitations is up.
All right. Shouldn't be hard to find.
Well,
yeah.
Good luck, creep.
Well, we'll see.
That's mean. That's just uncalled for.
Huh?
That was just mean. Just creep for no reason. The,
well,
end.
The guy's
right.
Calling. The guy's calling my credibility into investigation.
Uh huh. Hey, well, not my fault. You didn't have to put me on the show. You asked for me to be on the show. I didn't ask for it. So this is all this is all on you. It's not my fault.
Yeah, it's true, Ed.
I got a booger in my nose, and every day it grows and grows. I got a booger in my nose, and every day it grows and grows. Hey, 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 a booger in my nose. And every day it grows and grows. I got a booger in my nose. And every day it grows and grows.
Uh-huh.
I talked to the big banks yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We are going to make a holiday album for me.
Oh, nice.
It may not be ready till next holiday.
Uh-huh.
But we'll have songs about every kind of holiday.
Oh, that's nice.
You want to hear a preview?
I always want to hear a preview.
In 1482, he didn't know what he would do, but Columbus sailed on. Then he says, the world is so flat, and all these girls are fat. So now I want to say to everybody, Happy Columbus Day.
Huh.
Yep.
That's pretty good, yeah.
There ain't no Columbus Day song.
No, there's not. There's not a Columbus Day. Now,
no.
Ed, you and I both born on Flag Day. Are you going to have a Flag Day song on there?
Yeah. But I got another one called Get Off Your Keister, Cause It's Easter. Get Off Your Keister, It's Just Easter. That's a good one. Then our Flag Day is red, white, and blue. That's what we came to do. We're going to sit the flag, and if you don't, you'll sing.
Nice. Yeah, good. I like that. Flag Day. It's about time it gets represented.
Flag Day, Flag Day. I'm telling you, ain't no Flag Day. Flag Day, Flag Day. I'm telling you, it ain't no Flag Day.
Sweet. All right, Face Ventura, let me... We got to tell everybody you're the most regular caller on Vertically Striped Radio Saturday at 5:30.
Yeah, you call that
right?
Damn show all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I didn't call, I don't think you'd have any callers. It's really, the only reason.
I know, he kept me on hold the other day for 2 hours and 36 minutes.
Well, on the plus side, Ed, I've heard the Craig Pontiac has been talking in the back, and he's actually not been too happy with the fact that I've been his regular caller, and he's been leaning towards the idea of wanting you to become the most regular caller. What do you think about that?
No, I'm never calling that show again.
Well, I think he'd be very upset if you didn't. He really loves it when you call that show.
You should see how the guy treats me.
I've seen it. You should see how he treats me.
That's true.
I got a huge Christmas card from him. It said, Merry Christmas, Joe. And then it's crossed out, and then said Ed.
I don't even get a Christmas card, Ed. That's how I'm treated. I don't get any sort of payment anything.
You didn't get nothing. I got something that didn't mean nothing.
Well, I'd rather get something that didn't mean nothing than nothing. But he doesn't really feel that my services are.
Because what he means by that is that I don't mean nothing to him.
Uh-huh. Well, technically, that's you could say make the same argument for me, who gets nothing, who is called that show pretty much every episode for feels like what, 2 years, maybe a year and a half, I don't know how long it's been, but basically called every episode. I don't know how long it's been, but it's been I've called that show way too much, and I haven't seen a dime. I haven't seen a Christmas card. I have nothing.
He had me on hold for 4 shows in a row. And when I say the 4 shows in a row, I mean that I called and didn't hang up And then 4 weeks later, he finally picked up.
Yeah.
You're on hold like a month.
That sounds like Pontiac.
Yeah. God dang Craig Ford to be his name.
Yeah, he's
a Hyundai. Craig Hyundai. I call him. I don't care if his mama named him Dodge. He ain't nothing but a goddamn Edsel to me.
Yeah, Edsel.
Goddamn gremlin.
An Edsel.
Huh? Yeah.
All right, Ed. We're out of show, buddy.
All right. Well, everybody be good and don't let him talk mad about you. Now it's time to say goodbye to Ed and all his friends. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to listen to my show. So get yourself a couple paychecks and go and buy a hoe. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Around town in my Altimar, and I'm feeling like a superstar. A hooker just gave me love for a fee, but it's a great bargain cause the crabs are free. So I'm headed to the Walmart, what a surprise. This hasn't happened since Jackson died. Five round pops like a Jackson 5. God damn, this is one safety ride. So I stop at the first gas station. No time for a conversation. Dripping down my legs cause I had on shorts. I'm the 57-year-old dad report. And I'm nothing on the street. Oh, no one got nothing. Gave the worker one last thing. And then I left all I could think. I pooped my pants today. I pooped my pants today. I pooped my pants today.